completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel, and may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank God for that wonderful selection. Behold the Lamb. How many of you know the Lamb today? How many of you know him for who he is, that precious Lamb of God? I thank God for the opportunity this morning to teach a word to you this morning on Pastoral Sunday. I am just going to teach this morning, so don't go down the road on me. Stay right here with me, because I'm just going to teach this morning. Anybody out here tired? Anybody tired? Anybody just need a little rest? Come on. Ain't no shame. I mean, we run hard. We go do some stuff. As the old folks say, you're burning the candle at both ends. I mean, how many of us are tired? And I can truly understand, because when I came to God, I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about today? And I laid there and I tossed and I turned, and he just gave me one word. He said, rest. He said, rest. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And I'll be reading from the King James Version this morning. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This will be the foundation of the teaching this morning, this scripture. And if I could give a title today, it will be called True R&R. True Rest and Relaxation. True R&R. We often talk about that eternal rest that we will receive. And I'm going to talk about that, because I want to walk my way backwards to this passage in Matthew to give you an understanding of rest. If we were to go over to the book of Revelation chapter 14, and it says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Here we have a form of rest. The definition here looks at it from the standpoint of a total place of relaxation. It means to be refreshed. And here, this is in heaven. This is the end time when we are in heaven, and we will be free from all temptations. We will be free from the cares of this world. We will be perfect in our body, free from ever getting sick, free from ever getting tired. This is that eternal state of rest. One day in the future, when we are with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we will have that rest, that eternal rest. And, you know, we talk about it and we hear about this rest here again when we hear these songs, and the wicked will cease from troubling, you know, and the weary will be at rest. If we can recall that lyric, they're bringing that from the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 17, where it says, there the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary will be at rest. That eternal state of rest when we ain't got to deal with crazy folk no more. When we don't have to deal with the wicked no more. When we don't have to deal with, as somebody I know says, politics and politrics no more. We will be at an eternal state of rest then. And that's eternal. But I want to talk about right now. Are you tired? Have you been doing a little too much? Because I want you to understand that your body needs rest. Your body needs rest. I don't care how much of a super trooper you are, how hard charged you are, military man, army ranger, ranger, danger, special forces. At one point in time, your body gonna say, either you shut down or I'm gonna shut you down. We have to understand this concept of rest. And I want to blend in the physical need for rest and also that spiritual need of rest. Because when we grasp that spiritual need of rest and understand it, we will forever be able to have and enjoy that eternal rest in heaven. But if we don't have that spiritual peace that we're going to talk about in Matthew, we won't ever have that eternal peace. And then a lot of times we won't even have physical peace because we don't even know who to turn to give us that state of peace in our heart, our mind, our soul, and even in our homes. And when we talk about sleep, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't need but a couple hours of sleep and I'm good. I remember back in the day when I was young, I could get me a couple hours of sleep and I could go. But you need some sleep. Adults need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night on a regular basis. Are you getting that kind of rest in your body? Teens need 8 to 10. School-aged children need about 9 to 12. We need to rest. Why? Because it's that point of rest that your body rejuvenates. It relaxes. It heals itself. It repairs itself. You need that rest. And it's been proved that you even need to turn the TV off at night when you sleep and be in complete darkness, because the lights and the noise stimulates your brain and it's still moving and you're not getting the rest that you need. If you get enough sleep, you don't get sick as often. You can stay at a healthy weight. It reduces stress. Are you stressed out? You're stressed out and you don't know what to do. Sometimes you just need to get a little sleep. And when you get enough rest in your body, it keeps you alert. In the Army, we used to say, stay alert, stay alive, stay alert, stay alive. We couldn't fall asleep on guard duty. You get along better with people. Y'all been around somebody that just grouchy all the time? They probably need a little sleep, need to go rest, get a little relaxation. If it was pre-COVID, I'd tell them to go on a cruise, do something, get a little bit of rest. We're talking about true R&R today. You're able to think more clearly. You're able to focus. You can do better in your job, in your home, in school, and at work. The idea of physical rest. So I'm teaching today that I don't care how strong you think you are still in a mortal body and you still need rest. And I'll say, well, I'm even say somebody took a day of rest and they don't ever get tired. I'm going to show it to you. Somebody took a day of rest and they don't ever get tired. They don't even sleep. They don't even slumber. But if he took a day off, even using it as an example, turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. In verse 2, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. He don't need to sleep, but he rested. He stopped from all his work, his labor. God himself rested. And now to tie that in with where I'm going, if you go over to the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to give you something to study in depth on your own on this Pastoral Sunday. If you go over to the book of Hebrews chapter 4, and when we look at the book of Hebrews in its entirety, it is the better covenant. This is the book of better. And when we look at chapter 4, it's talking about a better rest for the believer of which God's creation rest is the type. See, God rested on the seventh day is now tied into Hebrews chapter 4. Look at it. Verse 4, Hebrews 4 and 4. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. But here, let's go down to verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. What is that saying? Here we're looking at God himself rested. That is on the Sabbath day. That Sabbath is just a rest from labor. Not a rest from doing things that are important, just a rest from labor. And that day that God rested is a type of the Sabbath day. But here in Hebrews, when we get to chapter 9, it's talking about how can we enter into that perfect rest, that day of rest with the Creator. We need to be born again. It says, therefore, there remaineth a rest unto the people of God. The people of God, those who have been saved, can now enter into that rest with God, have that eternal rest in heaven. For as he entered into his day of rest, so can we enter into that rest. Now we're talking spiritual here. How many of you are tired? Don't know what to do. Don't even know where to turn to. Struggling with things in life. I want to take you over to Psalm 127. It's Pastor's teaching day today. Psalm 127. Psalm 127, I'm going to start at verse 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Look at verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, I've heard this verse before, but I want you to get an understanding of it. God is saying here, You labor, you're doing all this stuff, but why are you doing it? Except I do it. Except I build it. Except it's done in for me and my glory. A lot of times we're doing a whole lot of stuff. I want to touch on some things. We can look at Mary and Martha over in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Mary and Martha was just doing all kind of stuff, and she began to complain, Lord, get my sister to help me. But I'm going to ask you, are you in the same position? I'm going to tell you why you may be so tired. Do you have a lot of activity going on, but no productivity? And do you have a lot of motion, but no movement in your life? See, that's where you need to reevaluate. You're using energy to do nothing that's adding value. So today, saints, what am I saying? Let's take a look at our lives. Let's take a look at what we're doing. And all the things that we're doing, are we supposed to be doing them? Because we can have a lot of activity and no productivity and just be as tired as all get up. Have a lot of motion, but no movement. And we tired. We so tired. We can't even speak to our wife. We so tired. We can't even speak to our husband. We so tired. We just come in and fall down. But God is saying you need rest. Taking you back to Psalm 127. So you really understand this scripture. He's saying ain't no need to sit up all night and do this in your own strength. He's saying there's no need, because unless I do it, it won't get done. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Let me give you the real understanding of this. Real understanding of this. What this scripture is saying, you don't need to sit up early. Stay up late. Get up early all the time. Why? Because this verse is saying, he giveth his beloved sleep. This verse is saying that God will bless you while you're sleeping. I want you to get a right understanding of this. That's what this is talking about. He will bless you while you are sleeping. So don't think you always got to be up doing something, because if God does not do it, if God does not instruct you, it's in vain. He's saying here, if you let me help you out, I can do it while you even sleeping. I'm going to make it real plain. Rich people make money while they sleep. And that's what God is saying here. I go ahead and go to sleep. If I'm a part of it, if I'm doing it, it's going to get built, and I'm going to bless you while you're sleeping. Get some rest, saints. Because if God instructed you to do it, he's going to build it. Don't build it in vain. Let God do it. Now, I know y'all saying, well, we're supposed to be doing stuff. And the Bible tells us not to be weary in well doing. I understand that. Don't be weary doing well. Don't be weary doing what God has called you to do. But don't wear yourself out unnecessarily. And I'm going to show you an example of this when Jesus himself made it plain. Turn with me to Luke chapter 9. I want you to see this. Luke chapter 9, verse 10. But I also want you to get for me at the same time, Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. I want you to understand this point of getting rest. Mark chapter 6, and I'm going to read 30 and 31 for you. Mark chapter 6, verse 30 and 31. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place. And what does it say? And rest for a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. This now, Mark chapter 6, 30 and 31, is coupled with Luke in chapter 9, verse 10. What happened here in Luke, all the way up to Luke chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus had sent them out to do the works, and now they came back. And now Luke chapter 9, verse 10, and the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethesda. Here we have a vivid example of how Jesus understood that we must have a rest. And he took the disciples after they came back. They're like, Lord, look, we done went out. We did all this. We did all of this stuff. We healed people. We taught. We did. And Jesus said, I know. Now come with me into a desert place and rest for a little while. You know why sometimes you need rest? Because sometimes you have to pull away, because people will pull on you at all times. People will take from you and take and take and take and drain you. We are supposed to give, but we are also need to give back to ourselves. Look at verse 11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them. Look at this. They went off to rest, but the people were still looking for him. Still looking for him, trying to find you. I'm gonna make it plain. They trying to find you. They calling you, they texting you, they direct messaging you, they hitting you up on Facebook, they trying to find you. What am I gonna say? It's all right to turn your phone off, because you got to get some rest, people. It's all right to take a little time off. Let it go to voicemail, because if you don't, you won't be around. You won't be around for your family. You won't be around for your children. I'm talking about rest, but I'm going to talk about true R&R, trying to make it plain to you today to show you that Jesus even took his disciples away. And when he took them away, the people were still trying to find them, to pull from them, to get what they want. It's all right, but you have to get some rest. I'm going to give you a practical example from Stephen Covey, a great author. His book, The Late Stephen Covey and the Habits of Highly Effective People. In there, he talks about you must take time to sharpen the saw. You must take time to sharpen the saw. If you are a person with a tree service, you can't just keep cutting with your saw and don't ever sharpen your blade. You got to take time to oil it, to lubricate it, so that when you go out there to cut that tree down, it works. The same principle. In order to be an effective minister of God, in order to be able to minister the right word in the right season, I'm just going to tell you like this. In order for you to recall the right scripture when you're talking to somebody, because if you look cloudy, you might give them a scripture from the wrong passage in verse because you're too tired. You got to get some rest. Talking to the saints of God today. Let's get some rest. So now that we have an understanding of the eternal rest, we understand the importance of physical rest. Now let's go to this passage of scripture that we all hear about over in Matthew chapter 11. Because I'm talking to you today if you're tired. I'm talking to you today if you don't know what to do and the world seems like it's coming down in on you and nobody can help you. There is no end in sight for the calamities. Everything that's going on. Oh, the song was so apropos. Behold, the Lamb of God, he's there waiting for you. When we look at this passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he says, I will. Not I might, not I can't, not maybe. But he's saying, if you come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Rest in that verse. And then he says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Here in this passage of scripture, we have two types of rest we're dealing with. Two types. I'm telling you today that if you don't know Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, you need to come right now. He's calling you in this scripture. Come unto me. Are you laboring? Are you toiling? And are you spinning your heels and spinning your wheels and going round and round and you're not getting to where you think you should be? Jesus is calling you now. He's saying, come. He's saying, come to me. What is this first rest talking about? Oh, if you don't know Jesus, this first rest, when he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, he's saying, if you've recognized that you're deep in sin, if you recognize that you can't get ahead, if you recognize that you are enslaved by sin, he's calling you to come right now. This is the deliverance. This is salvation. You want to be delivered. You want your life to become better. You're looking for better solutions. Jesus is saying, come today. Come to me for salvation. Behold, the Lamb of God is standing right in front of you today. He's saying, come to me. He says, all you got to do is believe in me. If you come right now, I can deliver you from the slavery and the bondage of sin. Sin has you wrapped down. Sin has you beat down. Sin has your mind. Sin has your body. Sin is the thing that separates you from God. You can't hear your blessing. You can't receive your blessing because you are separated from God. Today, he's saying, come. He's calling you to salvation. Oh, all those bad habits that you have, all of those things in your past. Jesus is saying, if it's weighing you down right now and you recognize it, he say, come to me right now. Because he said, I can give you the rest right now you need. Why? Because I have gone to the cross. I have conquered sin. My blood will wash you whiter than snow. If you're tired of where you are, if you're tired of the life you're living, he's saying, come with me because I can take you out of that place where your enemies are. I can deliver you from your troubles and your trials. But I need you to just say, I need you, Jesus. He's just saying, I need you. Right now, oh, just say, I need you. He will give you victory today. This scripture is asking you to come to him and he'll give you victory. Why? Because he's overcome the world. He has overcome the world. So he's saying, come. If you're tired today of where you are, Jesus saying, come. He's saying, come right now. And he's going to give you rest. Because he's going to remove that burden of sin. He's going to remove that burden of guilt, that thing that's haunting you in the back of your mind, even those secret things that you don't want anybody to know. God is saying, just come to me. I'll take care of it. Because when I take care of it, guess what? I'm going to make you positionally right. I'm going to justify you with my blood. No matter how bad you've been, when you say, Lord, I want you, and you give me control of your life, guess what? I'm going to cover you with my righteousness. So when my Father in heaven looks at you, he sees me. And when he sees me in you, oh my goodness, oh, what a day, what a joy, what a presence, what a peace that will flood your soul. What a rest you shall have, because now you won't be wrapped up and tied up in sin. So that's salvation. Now you say, I've been saved, but I'm still got a little disruption going on in my life. You accept the salvation. But now he's saying, take on my yoke. He's really saying, follow me. He's saying, if you want to get out of those things, he say, learn of me. What is he saying? Learn how I do things. Learn how I operate. Learn how I move mountains. Learn how I deal with people. And how does he deal with it? He deals with it by the word of God, and he depends on the Father, which is in heaven. So I'm telling you today, if you're tired, all you got to do is depend on the Father in heaven. But not only that, by way of the Holy Spirit, you can talk to God. By way of Jesus Christ, who's sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for you, you have an advocate. The reason why we so tired and we don't have this second type of rest, because we won't take on the yoke of Jesus. We taking on everything that everybody give us. We taking on all this, and we taking on all that, and we wonder why we tired. I'm not telling you not to help people, because I love helping people, but I'm also telling you, don't let people weigh you down, because people will take from you and take from you, and the moment you're gone, they're gonna move on to somebody else. But I'm just telling you to trust in God and be led of God with whom to help and when to do it. Because if the Lord builds it, and if the Lord tells you to do it, oh, you can sleep at night, because he's going to bless you while you're sleeping. This second type of rest, when he says you're going to find rest unto your soul. You're already saved. You got sanctified. Your spirit filled now. You're free from sin,
But now it's that sanctification process. This second rest here is talking about sanctification. See, you're saved now. You're free from sin, but you want more rest. He's saying, take on my yoke. Learn about me. Become find out more about me. It's the sanctification process you're going through here. It's about being set apart. Oh, this rest here is not talking about being inactive. This rest here is talking about take my yoke upon. He said, find your purpose. What is your calling? What have I called you to do? What is your spiritual gift? If you take on your spiritual gift and stop being jealous about somebody else's gift, operate in your own gift. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're going to have rest unto your soul. Because when you do what you've been called to do, it's not like work at all. Oh, I feel the presence of God this morning. Hallelujah. This second rest is talking about sanctification, operating in your calling. You want to be free. You don't want to be tired. Stop doing all the unnecessary stuff and say, Lord, what is my calling? What have you called me to do? What is my purpose? What have I been designed to do from the foundation of this very world? This second type of rest, deals with the encouragement and motivation of your soul. It is God stirring up the gifts on the inside of you. This rest is also your true purpose, significance. See, when you realize who you are in God, that'll give you peace. When you realize who you are in God, that will give you rest because you have joy on the inside of your soul. I'm gonna make it plain to y'all today. I'm gonna make it plain. When I first went to school, I wanted to be a doctor, but I found out my love was business. Not only that, I found out God had given me the ability to speak, and my gift was speaking. And oh my goodness, when I'm speaking and teaching, it's not like work at all. I'm in another state of mind. I'm in another place with God. Oh, I'm in another place. It makes me, oh, hallelujah. See, this type of rest, when you operate in this rest and get rest to your soul, you know what that is? Oh, my goodness. This is the rest that makes you come alive. When you operate in your gift, when you operate in your calling, when you are separated apart to do what you've been called to do, oh my goodness, you can be physically tired. But God said, I'm going to tell you like this. I could be physically tired, but God will say, Vincent, I need you to go and speak because I'm operating in his power. I'm operating in his gift. I'm operating because I got his yoke upon me. I've learned about him. And why? Oh, see, this is where you got to understand where scripture comes in. You say, y'all always talking about, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to be in him. How can you operate sometime when you don't feel like it? Because you've been sanctified. You have that rest for your soul. God said, I just need you to get up here and speak for a minute. Don't worry about it. I'm going to endow you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And when you stand up and you use your gift, no matter if it's prophesying, no matter if it is healing, no matter if it is hospitality, you get up and do it. And I tell you, you just feel good all over your soul. That's rest unto your soul. I like it. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. His yoke is easy because it's his will for you in your life. So that yoke, it ain't going to be hard. You can bear it. You can move around. You can have a good. And the burden that he put on you, it ain't going to be heavy. Why? Because it's the burden of your gift. And when you operate in your gift, it's not a weight at all. I'm telling you today, you want to get some rest, get light, get rid of some things in your life. Jesus said, first and foremost, if you don't know me, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you rest. That means I'm going to save your soul, going to give you the comforter, and then I'm going to allow you the opportunity to learn of me, learn about Jesus. You want some rest? You want some rest? Learn of him, because why? When you're learning about him, he's on your mind. And when he's on your mind, he says, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. See, now, see, scripture coming to life. Then when you understand you want to get some rest, your rest is in God. First, you got rest with him because you're at peace with God. You're saved, and now you're getting sanctified, operating in your gift. You got rest for your soul. So, oh, hallelujah. I could talk all day, but I know y'all are getting mad. I'm going to cut it down. Hallelujah. Because right now, I'm operating in the rest for my soul. I'm operating in the gift that God has given me. I'm operating in what I can talk all day long. I can talk about Jesus because he's good all the time. He saved my soul. He delivered me. He kept me at gunpoint. He healed me from cancer. Oh my goodness, I'll preach it on the mountaintop because that's my gift. Somebody ought to raise your hand and tell God thank you. True R&R. True rest and relaxation is found only in Jesus Christ. True R&R. Why is that? Because you get delivered from sin and now you're not wrestling all night with the things you've done and things that are haunting you. Then you rest unto your soul because you're getting sanctified, cleaned up, a day-to-day process, learning about Jesus, learning how to treat people, learning how to deal with trials and temptation, learning how to endure as a good soldier, learning that no matter what I'm going to stand, no matter how people talk about me, I'm going to learn to have the mind of Christ on the inside of me because no matter what you do, I'm going to always pray. I just hear my grandmother saying, it don't matter. You can talk about me as much as you please. For your talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Since I know I got a seat in heaven, oh, that's all right. Since I know I've been saved and I got eternal glory waiting on the other side, it don't matter because I have joy in my soul. So much joy, I can pray for those that despitefully use me. I can pray for those who hate me because I have joy, because I have rest in Jesus Christ. So true R&R today, true rest and relaxation can only be found in Jesus Christ. And we must have a balance, saints. We must have a balance. I'm going to leave you with this one. First Peter, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You're struggling. You're tired. You're wrestling with situations. You're saved. You've been sanctified. We must understand the scripture and cast your cares upon him just like a coat. Just toss it on him, for he cares with you. And you can rest and you can sleep at night, because if you don't, you're going to have heartburn, indigestion, stress, weight loss, and you can even go into depression. But Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The enemy, the Lord rebuke you, because the enemy, Satan, wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was trying to close, but he gave me this. See, we're doing a lot of stuff, saints, wearing ourselves out, but it's to no benefit. And the enemy wants you to do that, because if I can get you tired, you can't be effective. If I can get you tired, you can't use your gift. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So today, my prayer is for everybody. Get some true R&R. Get some true rest and relaxation. Follow Jesus. Come unto him. You'll find rest. You'll find rest for your soul. And at times, just slip away and go into the desert. It's all right. They're going to still be there if you don't answer the phone. They're going to still be there if you don't answer the text message. But you won't be there if you're gone. To God be the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio App is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.